Blog Talk Radio.
worked out. But baby, Jesus is in the house. He's still sitting on the throne. And if you ask him, it shall be done in Jesus' name. You're listening to your host, Evangelist Glory Pope, in the house. Oh, here on Glorious Gospel Vibes, I tell you, we're going to have a good time, good time. Now, we got Sister Peppercorn in the house, and we're going to have to do some prayer. Our minister D had some pain today. They rushed him to the ER. We know he's already healed and delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Sister Peppercorn, did you hear what I said?
Wait a minute. See what I'm talking about. See, he overdid it last week. I heard he did a good little show, I tell you, while we was gone. But I tell you, Minister D, we praying for you, honey. Don't you worry about that, because you know I got to have somebody argue with on this air. And I can't just have anybody. It's got to be you. It's got to be you. So you need to get well, heal, and deliver. Jesus, now, do you need me to pray?
Yeah, go ahead. Go on, bring it on in.
Heavenly Father, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, we just want to say we thank you for being on the air today. We thank you, Lord God, for this radio broadcast and all these listeners that are listening into our broadcast. And I tell you, it's just so wonderful. We thank y'all so much for just supporting us in the name of Jesus. And we have some special prayer for our minister D today because he's not feeling well in his body. But, Father, we know that the Holy Ghost lives inside of him, and healing is available. And I just say thank you, hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' holy name, woo, thank you, woo, thank you, hallelujah, woo, amen.
Amen, woo, that was good.
I know, baby, I'm on fire today. See, now just me, you on the air. See, I can talk trash.
No, you can't talk no trash.
Well, you know what I mean.
Anyway. Listen, we're so happy to hear you here on the broadcast. And I tell you today, we're going to be talking about some strange stuff. I'm telling you, y'all, it's a new day. It's a new time. And the time is revival. We need a worldwide revival. With all what's going on, we got to let the enemy know he ain't got no power. He has no power. Why are we giving him all the power? He don't have it. So we got to snatch it back. I'll tell you, we got to snatch it back. So we need to start. I need help. I'm going to let you know right up front, I need help. I don't know how to start it, but it's got to get started. And I'm just a little pea on the vine, but I'm going to tell you that they said a mustard seed is small, so this is going to turn into a big thing. So I want you all to hit me up at gloriousgospelvibe@yahoo.com. All volunteers, anybody available, all musicians, all pastors, all evangelists and bishops, anybody and everybody that's filled with the Holy Ghost that can be able to get a message out to the sinners in this land. See, it's time to come out of that four walls because, see, it's just getting out of hand. And see, God had to, he shut down the four walls, if you ask me. And we sitting out here looking at the four wall, looking at the front of the door, wondering when it's going to open. Hey, the church is in you. Let's get this thing crunk up. It's time to go. It's time to do. And it's time to stop waiting on somebody else to do it. We got to do it. We've been waiting around. God has been good to us. We waited on the Lord. Now the Lord waiting on us. Oh, what you talking about?
That's good. I mean, yes.
He waiting on us. So come on. Y'all be with me. If you're with me, you're with me. You can call me. You can text me. You can go online and email me and let me know what we need to do. Go on Facebook to the Glory Pope. And I tell you, I will answer you back. We will get this thing together. I need finances. I need everything you can think of to have a big worldwide revival. Can you imagine how big that would be? Ooh. Oh, yes, sir. Baby, wait on the Lord. Fred Hammond in the house. I tell you, we ain't waiting no more. We going to get on. We wait on the Lord, not the Lord. Waiting on us.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
hold on a little while longer.
and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Is that you? Are we talking about you today? Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. I tell you, that just do something to you right there. Oh, what you think, Sister Patton?
I did that. See, that's why I'm like doing kind of song. Cause see, I be doing my position, my balance.
Oh, you ain't been nipping in the juice. You ain't nipped in the juice, did you?
I said the song. You missed what I said. I said the song made me lose my balance. What I'm trying to do, you know what I'm trying to say. You trying to act like I'm like a hunk or something. What's going on the air? Oh.
That's not what I said. I was just asking you. Oh, goodness. See, now, see, so that's going to twist the words up, have you thinking you have said something you did not say.
I mean, why not? Because, I'm just saying, lose the balance. I'll be trying to dance. You know, the Holy Ghost get at me. You know, and people say you don't have to do all that. Let me tell y'all something. The Holy Ghost, when he quicken your spirit, it's not that you jump up and he make you do that. It's just you have so much joy in your soul. Tell you just want to move. You can't sit still.
Tell it like it is. Tell them.
No, you can't sit still. You can't do it. Mm-mm. So all of y'all, they say you ain't got to do all that. Maybe you need to go see how you can get something done about that. Because dead works is dead. What how they say it?
You trying to see what they do. What you saying? Well, how they say it? Faith without works is dead.
Wait, you know what I'm saying. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But let me tell y'all something. We were talking about revival, starting revival, gathering all the saints together with wisdom and knowledge and the anointing that's sanctified and can give a word. I tell y'all, so, you know, just to go over a few things, you know, we're going to get this revival going. God is going to help me get this revival going. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I have no idea. All I know, it's been in my spirit for a while. I have no idea. And I shut it down because when I start calculating all the finances I'm going to have this, I start laughing. I said, oh. But then I thought about, you know, I serve a big God. And if I serve a big God, then this number is irrelevant. Okay, that's what I said. How you get a revival started? You know, like, well, they say revival often begins with people coming under the deep conviction of crying out and confessing repentance for their sins. It's so much going on in this world. It's not that we got, you know, we crying out to get things back in order. We crying out for God to rain down his blessings on our land and on our spirit. Revival does not occur outside the atmosphere of prayer. Now, y'all, people that come out here don't want to pray, don't want to do nothing. We need people that's fire baptized and got prayer on their mind. God said, pray without ceasing. So we need to pray. And as the world continues to keep slipping into this darkness, it's going into, there's a spark that is building to be some, that's building up somewhere in this world, just like me. And I think I'm that spark. I'm just thinking I'm one of the sparks anyway. I'm a small one. But like I say, a mustard seed is small too. A mustard seed is small, but it turns into one of the biggest trees in the world. So let me tell y'all something. It's time to get a revival going worldwide, city to city, city to city. Y'all, everybody online and stuff, but we have to do it online, we do it online. But I want to go from city to city. And I know it's social distancing and stuff going on. What distance? We're going to distance ourselves. And we have to have 5 services in one day. Get it going on. What about a spiritual revival? Revivalism is increased spiritual interest or renewal in the life of a church, congregation, or society with a local, national, or global effect. This could be, this should be distinguished from the use of the term revival, this word, revivalism, to refer to an evangelistic meeting or a series of meetings. You know what I'm saying, a whole series of meetings. But let me tell you something. The Bible says that a revival is an awakening. We've been asleep. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up because things are happening to us that we can't even explain. It's an awakening in our church or community of interest in and care for matters relating to personal religion and evangelistic service or a series of services for the purpose of effecting a religious awakening to whole, a revival. That's what it is. We got to wake up and remember who created us. Remember how we got here. Remember how blessed we are to still be here and come through all the stuff that we done been through. It's a new day, y'all. It's time to get this thing together. We're going to get it together. I don't care what nobody says. We're going to get this together because God has been so good. And when that trumpet sounds, you don't want to be laid up somewhere doing nothing. That trumpet sounds, you want to be done something, feel good about your God, feel happy that you're going home to be with him, not home, not to go in hell. So think about that. I'm going to play a little song. Hear the sound. Just hear that sound. Just vision it in your mind and see where it take you to today.
Thank you.
hear the sound, hear the sound. I tell you, if you hear that sound, and you ain't ready, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? That's Maury Brown in the house. I tell you, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Ooh, it's a good day. It's a good day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is. Oh, revival is on our tongues today. And I tell you, it's time, y'all. It is time for a revival. God has been sticking up for us and bringing us through a lot of different things. And I tell you, he has brought us full circle. Everything he said he would do, he has done. Can we say that? No. So it's time to give back to God. Let him know that we love him. We care for him. We want the whole world to be full of love, joy, and peace. We don't want all this bickering and fighting and hating and racism and killing and stabbing and raping and snatching. It's so much going on. My God, I never thought I would even live to see some of the stuff that is going on at this moment, at this point. The enemy is having a field day, and we sitting out in the field watching. Mm-mm. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're not going to do that. We're going to have to get it together. You want God to hear your family, hear your bank account, your finances. You want him to hear your bodies, hear your families, unlock jail doors, all the things that you've been praying for. And we sitting outside the house of prayer watching the door and see if it's going to open. We're not going to do nothing out here. We're just going to see what the pastor's going to do. Well, that's one of the things we need to do is see what the pastor's going to do. He need to come out and come on out here with us because he got more word and wisdom. God has blessed him. He has made him anointed to bring us along. So I'm calling on every pastor, every bishop, every overseer, everyone that has the word of God tied up in their lungs and in their mouths and in their minds to come forth and share and help us bring this nation back to where it needs to be. Or what has it ever been? We're saying back too. Well, let's have a new day, a new way, a new game. I tell you, it's time. It is time. And as I'm telling y'all, my little boy, you know, it's time, especially the ones that's not saved or hasn't been redeemed to the Lord. We got to draw them. My little boy was 3 years old. I tell you, he's 40 now, but when he was three, I used to play Bob Marley all the time, reggae, because I used to do, you know, I used to minister or perform reggae all the time. And we didn't know what he was saying. He kept saying, "Mom, please play Redenta song." And we kept saying, "What'd you say? Play Redenta song." Oh, sounded like he was tacked on. No, he would say, "Play with Dip Da Dong," and we didn't know what he was saying. It took us a long time. And one day I was playing Bob Marley Redemption Song, and he said, "Dip Da Dong, Dip Da Dong, Dip Da Dong." And him to be 3 years old to recognize this song and what it was saying was just amazing to me. Today he is the one that writes most of my music. He is anointed, and I'm telling you, I just want to play a little bit of Bob Marley's Redemption Song right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds of the fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.
Oh, yeah. That's Bob Marley in the house. Oh, songs of freedom. Oh, my God. He said, let's go forward in this generation. Let's do that. Forward with revival. A worldwide revival. He said, amass yourself from mental slavery. Because only ourselves can free our minds. So, God said he did everything he needed to do, so it's time for us to do something. We got to free ourselves from the stench and the chains that have been bound on our minds. We have to renew our minds anyway, daily, in order to stay free from what the enemy is trying to throw and tie, you know, it just tie us up in our mind and have us thinking all kind of crazy stuff. So we don't have to get it together, because, see, now it has become a problem all over this world. See, we were getting away, the United States was getting away with a lot of stuff. And it was all cool, long as everybody didn't bother our household, long as it didn't come into our realm. But it's in our realm now. So what's going to happen? Are you going to sit and just take that? The devil ain't got no power if you don't give him none. And then when we have this beautiful, beautiful revival and everybody's on one accord, then the Holy Ghost will rain down his spirit and heal our lands. God said he'd do it, y'all. He would do it. Holy Spirit, we need you to rain. And I was slaughtering the house. Please rain down on us. Rain down, oh. Continue to rain down your spirit. on us. Because I tell you right now, that is a beautiful song. Holy Spirit, rain down. And I'm gonna say a prayer for the world today. And I'm praying and asking God to bring this revival right here, right in this land, especially in the United States of America, and that everyone from around the world will be able to join in on the prayer or the revival. So right now, I just want to say thank you, Lord, that each one of the people I'm getting ready to pray for will repent, and each one of them will be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for them and their children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. May they be saved from this perverse generation in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we thank you again, Lord, that they will fear the Lord and hate evil in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to begin to pray for each and every one of these people I'm calling out for deliverance, prayer deliverance, salvation, and inner healing. All organized crime groups, violent street gangs, militia groups, terrorist organizations and activists, our prison system, wardens, prison guards, prisoners, drug lords, drug pushers, drug users, any and all groups that would choose violence over peace, all militias against godly principles who would choose violence above peace. Lawmakers and judges, attorneys and regulators, authorities against Christian principles, political correctness, advocates, all cults and all involved in occult practices, all secular organizations, all cultures and religions of the world, in the name of Jesus, all world leaders, the U.S. government, the president, vice president and their families, the U.S. cabinet, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House of Representatives, the United Nations, leaders of governors, bodies throughout this world, all armed forces and their leaders, all veterans of all wars, the judicial system, judges, attorneys, and jurors, all legal and clerical assistants, the police forces, sheriffs, police, and rescue squad, firefighters, all state and national law enforcement, all the churches, all church denominations and leaders, bishops, priests, clergy, pastors, and their families, all Christian organizations, the U.S. school system, all school boards, educational leaders, all public and private schools, principals, teachers, and coaches, all students, all youth, all parents, all orphans, all families, and all neighborhoods, all businesses and business leaders, world economic farmers, food suppliers, agriculturalists, medical field, mental and physical healed, doctors, nurses, technicians, healthcare professionals and healthcare providers, medical researchers, all scientific research and scientific researchers, all television and radio stations, broadcasting, network, programs, talk shows, hosts and hostesses, all owners, writers, producers, newscasters, crew members, staff, stars, all advertising sponsors and sponsors of any of the people I'm talking about, all technical equipment that make all of these above entities operable, all movies, writers, directors, producers, all school and cinema and television students, faculty and executives responsible for the productions of all the things I've quoted above, especially horror productions, demonic and satanic movies, writers, directors, producers, Hollywood, the entire entertainment world, all cinema, television, radio, and media stars, all performers, artists, musicians, rock, rap, musician stars, all of them, all and their recordings, all videos, video games, video programmers, all responsible for the production of any video presented to the public, all electronic and solar powered communication, all computers, the internet, all of them, internet access providers in cyberspace, computer games, computer programs, computer engineers, and all participants that use and operate computers, computer networks, computer highways, all computer data banks, all pornography on the internet, all book publication authors, editors, book publishers, and printing companies, all newspaper, magazines, postal mail, all owners, writers, editors, supporters and all the media advertising sponsors and sponsors of the bug I'm talking about right now. All electronic and paper media of pornography, all members of this kind of stuff, all this press. All sports organizations, sport leagues, sport players, sport fans, new age movement, fashion wear, all models and clothing, all groups opposed to Christian revival and principles in the government and our society, all city, county, state, national legislative groups, regulatory authorities, governors, mayors, city council members, and all government and employees, all special interest groups, and all life. These factions, individuals, and groups have a tremendous influence on our public. So let us pray that they will all be in God's will in all that they do in Jesus' name. It is time, and we say amen, amen, amen. Because what? My God is worth fighting for. I don't know why you think he's not. He is the ultimate. He is the El Elyon, the Most High God, the only true and living God. It is he. And it is he that I shall fight and have my being. In Jesus' name, Brian Courtney Wilson. He's worth fighting for.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claim because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more. It brings is worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful to my wife and children because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory. Here, 'cause my praise is worth fighting.
y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. It's happening.
Praise be to God. I tell y'all right now, for those of you all out there that not saved, not filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of speaking in tongues, not even thinking about being saved, but you feel something pulling on you, and maybe it's time for you to just go through the steps of joining God and his beautiful angels and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's going to be a new day, a new feeling. You're going to be a new you. And I tell you, if you feel that pull, you can say this prayer of salvation with me, and I promise you, from this day forward, you will be saved, and you will be a child of the living God, not the God getting ready to be dead, because he's dead, he's the walking dead, and that's the enemy, that is Satan. So just repeat this after me. If you want to be saved, and you know it's your time to be saved, say, Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know that I have sinned in my life, and I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, the ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that in my heart, that God, you raised your Son from the dead. I ask Jesus to come into my heart and create in me the kind of person you, Father, intended me to be. I thank you for this wonderful gift, and now I know I am saved. You are saved, brother. You are saved, sister. And it's time for you to seek God with all your might, all your mind, all your strength. Read your word. Get into a church that is teaching the rhema word of God. And you will know when you're at the right brook, because God said so. And you just hang in there, and the Holy Ghost is going to visit you when you get ready. I tell you, it's going to be a good day, a good time. It's a good time right now. So you can celebrate right now, right here, right now. We thank everybody for being in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Sister Peppercorn, you got anything else you would like to say?
No, I'm just so quiet today. I tell y'all, I'm just worried about my friend, Mr. D. Y'all keep him in prayer, because I need somebody. Y'all know I need somebody to jump on when I'm on the air. And y'all get into heaven, do it prayer. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We'll see you back here next week, same time, same place, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Glory, 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 glory,